Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Leanne Coons, a librarian at the Washington Public Library, about Fiber Arts February.
An annual theme is coming back to the library in February, and that's Fiber Arts February. Can you explain what this is?
This is an annual celebration that we have every year. It basically is a lot of variety of presentations and workshops and exhibits, all free and open to the public and all dealing with fiber arts and textiles. And with all the help with the community, we have a lot of volunteers who help and teach some of the workshops and offer exhibits, and that really helps. This year, we're kicking it off Friday, February 3rd at noon with our Sticks and Strings group. That's our monthly meeting of fiber artists. This time, we will have a special demonstration by Kathleen Almeline on a loom that she acquired in Norway. So everyone's invited to come and watch her demonstration and then also bring their own projects of knitting and crochet, et cetera, to work on and share during that noon hour time. On Monday, February 6th, we're going to be offering an emoji pillows workshop just for teens. That's going to be at 4 o'clock. 6th grader through 12th graders are invited to come and create a simple, unique emoji face pillow. And all supplies are going to be provided. And anyone interested to just sign up in the YA Lounge or call the library at 653-2726. We're very excited. We're going to be hosting a screening of the documentary film Yarn by Una Lorenzen. This is a film that starts in Iceland. It takes you on an international journey with modern fiber artists. It has graffiti artists and circus performers and structural designers, and it's just mostly women who are building kind of the modern art trend of knitting and crochet. This film was really popular on the Art Center circuit this past year, and now we're lucky enough to have it available to us to share in our library. And so we're asking people to come. It's free and open to the public. We'd also like the audience to bring their own fiber projects to work on during the movie that night. The Windfish Workshop with Carol Ray will take place in two parts. Participants will first meet on Saturday, February 11th at 10 a.m., and then again on Saturday, February 18th at 10 a.m. They're going to learn how to create a beautiful no-sew windsock in the shape of a fish. We're kind of thinking summer here. again, all the supplies will be provided. Free, open to all ages. If you're going to bring a child, we do ask that fifth graders and under attend with an adult. And then again, we do ask that you sign up for that. So it'd be kind of a fun way to be thinking about spring and summer and something you can put out on your porch after you've created it. Possibly won't take both times, but Carol will be available both of those Saturdays if you need some fine-tuning on your... kids and families will have an opportunity to join in on the celebration with a special Family Ties Story Time with Joe on Saturday morning, February 11th at 10 a.m. She asked that they sign up to do that. They're going to be doing a fiber arts theme story time. And she's also going to have an in-house story walk for families, another fiber-related story that patrons can stroll through the library and read and discover, you know, the outcome of the story. In addition, we will host a Sharpie Batik workshop on Saturday, February 25th at 10 a.m. Crafters are asked to bring a white cotton t-shirt or another cotton item such as a tote bag or a scarf or a pillowcase. We're going to be experimenting with a method of coloring and dyeing fabric with permanent markers and rubbing alcohol. It's really fun. You can just make a lot of amazing creations and very simple, but it's kind of fun to play with. Again, it's open to all ages. Fifth graders and under should attend with an adult.
That's been today's Washington Page with Leanne Coons, librarian at the Washington Public Library, talking about Fiber Arts February. This is part one of a two-part interview.